Okay, we're going to open the open session up Friday, August 14th at 101 Citizens Dock Road. We would appreciate if we want a moment of reflection. Is that what you were?
No.
Okay. All right, then we will have the roll call, please.
Commissioner Schmidt?
Yes, here.
Commissioner Niemer? Commissioner Weber?
Present.
Commissioner Evans?
Present.
Commissioner Shepard?
Here. And we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. Allegiance, John.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Thank you.
This is a general public comment. I think everybody here kind of knows what the public comment's about, so. Not more than 3 minutes, and if you want a response, we'll do it after the meeting. So, any public comment?
By now, I'm sure you realize that you did not prevail in the CEPRA, despite what Mike Rademacher said in Superior Court. This litigation could have been prevented, but instead, unnecessary obstacles were created over public records, costing the Harvard District thousands of dollars. And Ryan Plotz is laughing all the way to the bank. It is not my intention to see this harbor ruined because employees refuse to be responsible stewards of public records and public money. This is the fourth case I filed involving this district, and each time I have prevailed. We still have the federal case. Judge Ilman issued his order and graciously allowed me to file a second amended complaint to correct the deficiencies he identified. For 5 years, I have watched how this district operates. I want what is best for our harbor, for the public, and for the responsible expenditure of our tax dollars. What I've seen is a continuing lack of professionalism, accountability, transparency, and sound decision-making. That is why I decided to run for harbor commissioner, and when I'm elected, things will change for the better.
Okay, any other public comment? Any on the screen?
Let's
Nobody on the
see.
screen, is there? Oh, you got the ball.
Not
The
really.
mic.
This is funny.
Oh.
Yeah,
Don't want to leave anybody out like I always do.
yeah, that's it.
Huh?
I haven't seen anybody.
Okay, so then we will move on to the topic of the meeting today is consider and approve temporary payment deferral with Fashion Blacksmith Inc.
Yeah, so we've been able to work out an arrangement with Mr. Long, and the district is very appreciative of him being very gracious and reasonable, understanding that our success is his success. And we have a lot of things that are going in our favor in terms of revenue. So I think we have a realistic plan to be able to pay Mr. Long in full. So he's graciously allowed us a little bit of extra time to get some of this debt restructuring underway. And just one minor point I want to make with regard to the staff report is that our verbal agreement with Mr. Long, which I didn't put in the staff report, but if for some reason we don't have Cal Muni on the agenda for the September 23rd meeting, we don't have that debt restructuring in place. He expects to be paid the next day. So I think I put in the staff report to pay promptly, but specifically he wants to be paid the next day if for some reason we're not able to fulfill that the term of our agreement. So we're just asking the board to give its approval. Obviously, there's going to be a small amount of interest associated with this deferred payment. So wanted to bring it to the board to make sure that we have the board's approval for that.
I have comments as well, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, I'll go right to public comment then. Okay, Mr. Long.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. To assign a benchmark of progress with Cal Muni and bond advisors as a trigger for payment just feels too indefinite and arbitrary to determine. I still prefer to pick a hard date by which payment is once again due. This is going off of your staff report. I realize that. You have an audit to be reviewed and then the financial analysis to be done by CalMuni and bond advisors. 7 weeks for both of these steps to be completed or at least significantly determined should be more than reasonable. That puts us at the end of September. So, I would hereby agree to defer the second installment of the partial payment for 2026 to be paid on or before October 1st, 2026. This also preserves your third quarter financials. In addition, to assist the current communication inefficiencies we are suffering through, I also suggest the Harbor assign an ad hoc committee to Fashion Blacksmith to confer on judgment and settlement payment status updates. As we're reminded in the staff report, and we all know and we've all heard, it was indeed way back on January 28th of 2026 that CEO Rademacher presented his executive summary seeking approval of professional services agreements for bond counsel and municipal advisors. The board, to its credit, did vote unanimously to approve engaging their services. So I will say today, the CalMuni and bond counsel presence and potential is indeed the reasons for my continued tolerance and your current structuring. A fundamental premise stated by Mr. Rademacher's executive summary was, quote, "The contemplated new financing solutions identified by these consultants will benefit Fashion Blacksmith by providing an immediate payoff in full while simultaneously benefiting the district with a lower interest rate from a new financing approach." I had my hesitations. Fashion Blacksmith is hereby stating we should now make it a priority to evaluate and discuss the structure and pathways for an immediate or short-term payoff in full or the restructuring options of the long-term debt with third-party payment. That is all, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. So my question would be, so it's the, if CalMuni's not on the call on the 22nd, you don't expect to be paid on the 23rd. Do you want to be paid now on October 1st, no matter what?
Yes.
Before
because
okay.
I can see the September 23rd being arbitrary.
Oh, yeah.
You know, how do we quantify what is significant progress with CalMuni? I don't feel comfortable with that decision. I think October 1st gives you a lot of time. What's the auditor going to take? A couple weeks at the most? That gives you another 5 to 6 weeks with CalMuni to do their analysis and complete everything. So I think October 1st is a fair and reasonable time to say payment is due.
Yes, I just wanted to clarify it, Ted. I wasn't saying anything wrong or bad about it. I just wanted to clarify that. And I appreciate you giving us that extra time and hopefully we can get it done by then.
Okay. That is what I was saying, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you very much for making it perfectly clear.
Is it still public comment?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Well, right, I haven't been arrested yet for being on public grounds. I'm wondering what you're voting on when he just admitted that it's not even in writing and it hadn't been written down. So I didn't wonder why now we're even here. But hang in there, Ted. After the election, we'll get you paid.
Ted, Mr. Long, if you can hear me, I wouldn't trust anybody on this board. I would not trust Sandy Marino, and I would not trust Mike Rademacher. They just can't tell the truth. If they say they've been communicating with Cal Muni, I would be requesting the communications because that's public documents. And it's just another way to delay your payment. So, and like Hank said, if there's nothing signed or for you to sign, then it's all hogwash. Thank you.
Any other public comment? Dan, what do you think here? What are you
Well,
thinking?
I'm concerned. Are we even keeping up with the interest payment?
We paid the partial payment,
I
and
know.
that's what he requested, the partial payment, and then now we owe the rest of the payment on October 1st.
Is that?
And the interest is on that, it's 100,000. Is being incurred.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. The interest is being deferred. That does not include interest.
Okay.
So where interest is adding up, as are the portions, the unpaid portions of the principal payment.
Exactly.
So we're going in deeper and deeper as we go further and further.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't think that's a very good policy. We need to begin to chip away at this obligation, court-mandated obligation, sooner rather than later. And I don't think relying on Cal Muni to work some magic with the numbers, with Sandy's participation, is the appropriate approach to that goal. So I think we need to really take it upon our operational capability and factor in what we owe to Fashion Blacksmith and not expect Cal Muni to work out some magic with USDA or whoever it might be to borrow even more money, get in further debt in order to pay this debt. We need to be retiring debt, not increasing debt. Thank you, Frank.
You want to answer that?
So, yeah, there's a couple of strategies. I mean, one of them that Cal Muni is going to help us with is currently we're in a 10-year payment term for Fashion Blacksmith. So, obviously, if we extend that, it helps our cash flow. And because of Mr. Long being so gracious and understanding and giving some extra time, we can keep the $100,000 in our balance sheet, which makes us a lot healthier for debt restructuring. So, it's really to our advantage to proceed this way, and we've been able to work with Mr. Long, and he understands and agrees that this is the best approach to take for both parties so that we can stay financially healthy and ultimately repay the loan in full. And like I mentioned earlier, we have a lot of things that are going in our favor, such as the RV parks, $150,000 a year, new revenue, plus Ocean Gold's expanding operations. So those types of things, business development. And just restructuring the payments is going to give us a little bit of runway to get to a better and more healthy situation in the harbor.
How is keeping $100,000 on the balance sheet helping us when we're really just taking away from money we are past due on and moving it to our cash on hand?
Yeah, so we had a presentation from Cal Muni, several months ago, and they kind of went. It kind of illustrated the benefit of doing it this way. And it just has to do with how lenders perceive the harbor, the balance sheet. And so this was their recommendation, and that's what we're following. I think if you have any specific questions, I can get you in touch with the people from Kalmini.
Well, I am a little concerned, increasingly concerned, that we're trying to mischaracterize our true financial position in order to make it more attractive to investors. That's what's concerning me. Are we misrepresenting our finances in order to make ourselves more creditworthy than we actually are?
So obviously, you know, the creditors are going to see all the transactions. They're going to be looking for, you know, our ledger. But what this demonstrates to them is that we have a creditor who's willing to work with us. And when we have, you know, all the parties like USDA, Fashion Blacksmith, our major creditors, all making concessions, working together, that demonstrates that, you know, we have a good relationship, that we're going to be able to survive, we're going to be able to stay healthy. If we have people taking us to court, you know, obviously that makes us a lot less attractive from an investment standpoint. So I wouldn't say it's mischaracterizing. I think it's a demonstration of a partnership that we have. Mr. Long, you know, we are a judgment debtor. And so we have an obligation and we've made the commitment to pay him in full. And we're doing everything that's reasonable and appropriate to make sure that happens.
So what's the status of the USDA loan? Has that been renegotiated?
So we made the full payment for this past year. We have the money.
Never the ball.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of good. And so we have an oral agreement with them to repay the amount that's supposed to be in reserve fund under 10 years, which is a major concession. I was hoping for 3 years, and I think they looked at our situation. I felt like 10 years would be appropriate, and they're willing to do that. So that's going to be very helpful. We're getting ready to make the next payment in a few months here. And we should have enough TOT money. Actually, it looks like we're going to have maybe in the neighborhood of $150,000 extra to put towards our Harvard facilities plan. So that's another, you know, just an element that's going to kind of help turbocharge us onto a better financial path.
Do we have money on hand to pay on October 1st the unpaid portion of the payment that Mr. Long is expecting from?
Yes, we do have, you know, money in the LAFE account, and because of the way that we structured insurance, we're going to ask that the money that had been set aside as a reserve for, you know, essentially a self-insurance is going to be made available, since now we do have insurance for the docs.
Why can't we pay Mr. Long before October 1st?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've addressed
it. Explain that.
Yeah.
To make our loan value look better.
Yeah, we have to
okay
mischaracterize our financial credit worth.
I think that's...
We just exceeded. Just explain how it isn't mischaracterizing, because they will look at the fact that we do owe Mr. Long that, but he's showing that we are working with our creditors, and
I suspect that if we paid off our creditors on time, that would be a greater interest to our future creditors than that we jiggle things around to make it look like we're doing everything on time.
Yeah, I mean, I can see how it might, you know, seem that way intuitively, but, you know, we're trusting experts who go to these markets to raise money routinely, and they know. You know, they're giving us the advice of the best way to structure ourselves financially. Having that extra $100,000 is all about, you know, having a reserve amount to handle cash flow issues with grants, et cetera. And so this is their recommendation. They're the financial experts. And I think we're well advised to follow their recommendation.
Are we going to be spending grant money on any of these obligations?
Which
you just said grants. Cash flow issues and grants.
Right. So we have, you know, there's breaking the regular cash flow, particularly with MARAD grant, which is a very substantial grant, you know, $15 million total. And you know, speaking with Mike Barr, he estimates it could be $1 million a month of cash flow. So as we pay bills, pay invoices, we have to, you know, pay up front and get reimbursed after that. So it's important to have a healthy amount of money in the bank to manage that cash flow.
Will any grant money be used to pay any of these other debts, like National Biotech?
No, that wouldn't be allowable.
Sure. That's all I have.
Go ahead.
Well, we have said we would pay it, and we will. We have asked experts for the best way to go forward with this, and we're listening to those financial experts. And Ted Long was kind enough to also trust that particular path, and I think we should just go ahead and approve that as fast as we can.
Yeah, I'd like to thank Ted Long for working with us. I know at times it may have been frustrating, and he's been very, very reasonable in working with the harbor. And it's not unusual for any entity that's financially distressed to restructure debt, you know, in situations like this. And I think Mr. Long, being a businessman, he understands that. And our number one obligation is to make sure that Mr. Long is paid. And that's a top priority for the harbor at this time. And I think this is one of the best ways to ensure that moving forward.
Yeah, we hired CalMuni to help us in this way. And so they developed a plan with some of the things that we have come up with USDA. And my concern is that, and I've said it all along, what are your options? I don't like this. I have never liked it. But what are your options? You're going to go bankrupt? I mean, that's what you're going to do. If we pay, you say, oh, you're going to get paid, Ted. Well, you can pay them a year, maybe two. I'm not sure how many. But you're going to run out of money and you're going to go bankrupt. And so if without this plan for the long-term, you know, viability of this harbor, that's what's going to happen. And so that's the reason we developed this plan. It's the reason we're moving forward with this plan. And it's the only way I see to ensure the long-term success of this harbor. And so I definitely think you need to approve this, payment deferral with Fashion Blacksmith, because sure, we can pay them. We can pay them today. We can pay them tomorrow. But then how many more times can you pay them? That's what I'm saying. And USDA. And you're thanking Ted, and I do really appreciate Ted working with us. But you got to look at USDA. Look what they're doing. We only asked for 3. They gave us 10. I mean, that's a huge amount of money that we're going to be able to use for TO tax, so we can do a lot of the infrastructure of the harbor and give us more cash in the bank to help us with the grants. And it's a plan that we developed, and I hope it works, you know. And I've said all along, I don't see any other option. That's where I stand about it. So that's where I'm at.
When is our next payment after October 1st? March next year?
No, I think it's in January. Sandy, are you on the line? I think Sandy can verify that, but I believe it's January.
So we approve of this proposal, and in a matter of a couple months, we'll be doing the same thing again, it sounds like.
No, I think at that point in time, you know, hopefully we'll have gone to the private markets, gotten some funding, and then we should have the option of paying Mr. Long in full if that's what he prefers, or, you know, if he has reasons like perhaps tax reasons or, you know, other, you know, business reasons, he wants the payments to be, we can keep the same schedule over 10 years, but we'll have the money available to, you know, to address that. It'll probably be spread over a longer term. You know,
and lower interest.
Well, I would recommend that we offer to pay Mr. Long as soon as we have the funds available. You said that we have.
Today, yeah.
Yeah, let's pay him what we owe him. And then January will take care of itself. In time for CalMuni and USDA and Dr. Dan and other potential sources of financial relief present themselves.
We explained why we don't think we should, but if that's what you believe, then that's, you know, that's fine. Yeah.
Financial experts with Cal Muni.
Yeah. Then you go against the experts that we hire. But anyway, we've explained it long enough, and we've had public comments, so going forward.
I just have a quick question. Is there anything in this amendment that needs to be adjusted with Mr. Longstanding?
The motion, we need a motion, and I think that's what we haven't even had a motion yet, but to throw in there to defer the payment and a payment on October 1st.
Yeah, we definitely need to address that. And then if you follow the recommended action from our council, at the end of the paragraph, it says that it will authorize City Harbormaster and District Council to work with Fashion Blacksmith to prepare any documentation necessary to memorialize the temporary payment arrangement. So that's how we're going to address the amendment, because it is being adjusted. So, yeah. Yeah, I would just recommend.
The motion would be to approve the temporary payment deferral. You got it.
Recommended action.
Yeah.
That's it. Yes, that's been explained about several times.
And a payment on October 1st.
Yes.
Yeah.
Before
October 1st.
All right. I'll make a motion to approve the recommended action in addition to making sure that Ted Long gets paid on or before October 1st.
I'll second.
Call the vote.
Commissioner Schmidt?
No.
Commissioner Weber?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Shepard?
Yes.
We're going to call Commissioner Niemer just for the record.
Okay. Commissioner Niemer.
With that, we will adjourn the meeting until August 22nd.
Yes. That's okay.